Well, good morning and welcome to Party Line. I'm your host, Wendy Corr, for this shortened edition of Party Line this Friday. So glad to have you all with us. We are going to talk today about the program that is sweeping the Bighorn Basin, which is the Losing It at Work program. In the studio with me is Jed Burns. He is our sales director here at the Bighorn Radio Network. Jed, this has become such a popular program over the last, almost 10 years we've been doing it.
Yeah, good morning, Wendy. I'm telling you, I am loving this program. It is it's a very valuable program, I think, for our community. And, of course, we love it here at the radio station. It's good to be a part of something that's really sort of taken on a life of its own. I couldn't stop this now if I wanted to.
There would be
pitchforks and there would be people with, little fire standing outside my door. So no stopping it now.
It has helped so many people. You know, here at the Bighorn Radio Network, we don't have the opportunity to participate and compete with the rest of the groups out there, but we do have our own team because it's important for us as a group to model this as well and to really participate.
Well, we want to be a part of it. I mean, I think we look at it and that's one of those things where we can't stop that either. I mean, when we're doing a program like this, obviously, we can't win the main prizes. We can't win the prizes. I'll just say that. But it's good to be a part of it. It's a good thing for our staff. It's a good thing for businesses to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And you know what? There's a lot of camaraderie that goes along with having a team in the workplace.
And that's the truth. And you know, as a team, I'm not competing, but I am kind of coaching and leading because of my status as a certified nutritionist. So we actually had a team meeting on Tuesday, I think it was, where we kind of identified some of the things that held us back. And I thought for today's Party Line that maybe we could talk about some of those things that are barriers for people to losing weight, especially making those habit changes. And, you know, Jed, this morning I walk into your office and there's a book on your desk there about the power of habits.
Yeah, the power of habits. I've been reading and studying a lot on that. And it's just interesting, the psychology that goes into habits. And it just turns out that we are creatures that like to think that we're totally in control and do everything on our own. But the fact is we're not.
We have
very complex brains, but our habits are pretty simple, really. What we do is we develop a habit over time, but really it's all about getting the reward, whatever that reward is. There's a cue, there's an action, and there's a reward. And whatever that is, even if it's overeating, there's a cue, there's an action, and there's even a reward that comes from the overeating that people have learned to rely on over time. And it's just about changing those simple things that can really make a big difference in your life.
And one of the things that we talked about in our group, and one of the things that I do when I'm working with my nutrition clients, is we set goals. But you have to set goals based on your why. Why is this important? Why is it important to lose weight? Why is it important to address your diabetes? Why is it important to get fit? What is the overarching reason why you do this? And then write it down. Write it down and have that someplace where you know you will see it. So if you're tempted to fall into old habits, if you're tempted to reach for a snack that maybe isn't going to feed or fuel your body very well, if you're tempted to sit out of a workout, even though you'd promised yourself you would, it's about changing those habits by remembering why you're doing this in the first place and reminders of that. Is that one of the things that you're talking about in your book?
Well, it is. It's really about being intensely personal. You know, the cues and the habits and the rewards for those things, they are extremely personal to an individual. But the reward has to make you feel good. There has to be something at the end of it that is gratifying. And it doesn't have to be the same thing, but there has to be a gratifying action at the end or a gratifying result at the end. And so just going at this because I know I should, if you don't come out of this with some sort of gratification, the new habits won't stay. So they'll go away. There has to be gratification at the end of some sort.
You have to be able to see results. And I'll speak for one of the members of our team here. She told me this morning that just in the last week, all she has done to change her habits is she's been drinking more water and she's been avoiding those treats. So she calls it behaving herself. She's been drinking more water. She's been behaving herself. She's already lost 2 pounds.
Yeah.
And that's simply a change in those habits.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what this is. Is, you know, I tell people all the time, like, look, I have a little bit of weight I'd like to lose, but I also know I didn't put that on in the course of a week. So to think I'm taking it off over the course of a week is insanity. I have to understand that if I make the small life changes that got me to this point, if I sort of begin to reverse those.
Change those habits that took you to here.
Exactly. Then we can begin to take that off. And I'm perfectly okay with understanding that it's going to take some time to take that weight back off. However, we can make a good start at it, and it doesn't even have to take as long as it took to put it back on, that's for sure. But it needs to be done, for me, in a way that I know I can sustain it.
That's right, and that's where the habits come in. That's where you make one small change every week. So this week, for example, our gal is adding more water. She's adding more water. So if you can take this first week of the Losing It at Work Challenge and say, this week I'm going to drink more water, then next week include and add on to that habit that you've started, add one more healthy habit, like, for example, I'm going to eliminate all sugar next week.
Sure.
And make those conscious choices, but don't try to overload yourself by doing it all at once.
So you're a certified nutritionist. We've talked a lot about that, and we've been talking a lot in our conversation here about adding water, a lot more water. But maybe you could help explain for everybody why that's important. Why is it good to even add more water to our diets?
Well, for starters, dehydration. Our bodies, we are actually chronically dehydrated as a society. We are not drinking enough water to keep our cells fueled. If you don't drink enough water, think about your brain as a sponge. If you don't feed your brain water, it's going to shrivel up just like some of your other cells. Plus, it does not, think of also as a douser for inflammation. Think of water as a way to douse inflammation, the flare up. So like putting water on a fire, when you drink more water, it helps to flush out toxins, which helps to reduce the inflammation in your body. So as a result, you're going to flush out a lot of those toxins and you're going to actually lose weight when you drink more water.
Interesting. I mean, it's just neat. I know for our team, we have 5 members on our team here at the radio station, and we've kind of been walking around, how you doing on your water today? How you doing on your water today? And, you know, it's good. It's just taking back control of what you're doing, because I think for the most part, look, we're busy people. We're all busy people.
Yes.
And so when you sit and you take back and go, you look at it and you say, I've just been basically flying by the seat of my pants. And all we're doing is simply taking back control and being more intentional, not only about what we're eating, but what we're drinking as well.
Absolutely. So we've got water as one of our habits. Some of the things that I also work with my clients and that I've introduced to all of you here as part of our team is the idea of making healthy food choices. So one of the things it is a habit that you start. You reach for your cookies. You reach for the Cheetos. You reach for granola bars. We think granola bars are healthy. Granola bars are so full of sugar. Compare the nutrition information of a granola bar to the nutrition information on a candy bar. You're not going to find a whole lot of difference.
Wow.
And so you have to stop and look at those things and say, okay, instead of a granola bar, I'm going to change that habit. I'm going to replace a granola bar with a banana and some walnuts.
Well, and that's one of the things that I think you just have to plan for it. I think a lot of times what we end up doing is when we have no plan, we end up making the quick, easy, and in a lot of cases, unhealthy choice.
Exactly. We call it easy because it tastes good to our brains, to our taste buds at the time. But one of our habits that we wanted that we kind of addressed as a team the other day is the idea of letting go of sugar. Sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine or heroin. It lights up the same spots in our brain that cocaine and heroin do. So when you look at that and you say, do I really want to be a slave to an addiction? When you stop and look at it in that light, in that way, and say sugar is an addiction, people say, well, I could never give up my chocolate. I could never give up my brownies. I could never give up my bread. All of that is a feeding of the sugar addiction. And when you recognize that sugar is an absolute scientifically proven addiction, it makes you realize that if you give in to that, then you are a slave to that food. And do you really want to be a slave to a food? Stop and think about that for just a minute.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think for me, it really just comes back to being intentional about what we're doing. You can follow all our team's progress on our website, mybighornbasin.com. Come Monday, all of our teams are going to be doing their first week weigh-ins.
Woo-hoo!
We're going to be finding out how people are doing. So go back to our website, see how our teams are doing. By Monday, we'll have the spot up there where you can actually leave notes of encouragement to the team or just ask questions of nutritionists and all of those sort of things where you can make comments and just be interactive with the Losing It at Work contest. So that's going to be going on. I do want to say quickly just thanks to our sponsors because
they're
the ones that really make this possible because there is quite a bit of time that goes into it on our end. And so I just want to thank them. Anytime Fitness here in Cody does an amazing job, and they have trainers over there that are happy to help with workout routines and all of those things as well.
I'm there for yoga twice a week.
There you go. Yep. Also, Club Dauntless over in Lovell. I don't know if you've been in that gym or not, but it's brand new over in Lovell. So the people over in Lovell and Cowley and Byron, even some folks over in Powell, I know, are using it. It's a beautiful facility. It looks great. And they have lots of classes over there as well. I know they have trainers that are doing work over there as well. And then also West Park Hospital Prevention and Wellness. They're always involved in keeping us healthy here in
our
community.
They are. We're grateful to have them as partners in this.
Yeah, and Kolkowski Chiropractic, they have a weight loss center as well that they're teaming up with us. And just, I mean, all of these folks, look, the idea is they're resources. Wendy, you're a resource. There's so many resources to just get help and understanding and making a plan for a healthier you.
Exactly. And that is what it's about. You know, we've been talking about habits, and we're done with our show for today, but we have been talking about habits. If people have questions about how can they set up healthier habits, how can they replace bad habits with old ones, please feel free to email me, news@bhrnwy.com. I'd be glad to answer any of your nutrition questions or any of the questions that are involved in making that transition from weight gain and this bad cycle of poor health into your best life ever.
It's all about choices, so let's make a good choice.
It is. Jed, thanks for coming on today and talking about this.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right, and thank you folks for tuning in. Have a fantastic weekend. Stay tuned for Speak Your Peace in just a few minutes.
You're listening to KODI, Cody, Wyoming, and KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.